Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. Today's episode is going to be a good one, and the reason is I'm going to talk about hate. So I called this one, I Hate My Ex-Husband. It's based on an article that I wrote a while ago for Divorce Girl Smiling from an email that somebody sent me that said, I hate my ex-husband. So whether it's your ex-husband, your ex-wife, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, even anyone in your life that you hate. I want to talk about hate because I think it's toxic. I think it's bad for you and me. I mean, I've been in that position. But we have to realize that we can't help how we feel. We just have to learn how to manage the hate, get rid of it, and think of it in a different way. So I'm going to start off by reading this email that this reader sent me. And she writes, I hate my ex-husband. I know it's not good to hold on to anger. I have even emailed him and told him I forgive him for what he did. I have tried really hard to forgive him, but deep down I hate him and I can't completely let it go. If I see him driving around town and he waves at me, I will wave back, but I secretly want to flip him off and ram his truck with my car. Our divorce was final last year. As soon as we broke up, he moved his girlfriend in, the same girl he cheated on me with, into our home. I can't completely let it go, and I can't let go how badly he hurt me. Wow, that is so hard. I can't imagine being in that situation, but I can understand the hate and the bitterness and the resentment. It's awful. I have experienced feelings like that, you know, for other reasons. And maybe this isn't your story, but maybe you just have hatred for your ex because of how he or she is acting in the divorce, or you're thinking back on things he did in the marriage, or anything. So let's talk about hate, because here's how I feel about hate. Nobody wants to be hateful. Nobody wants to carry around that toxicity of being hateful and bitter and resentful and angry and infuriated, right? I mean, we all want to be at peace. We want to move on with our lives. We want to feel like we're good people. And when you hate, it makes you not like yourself. It makes you feel ugly. I mean, I shouldn't say it makes you feel that way. It makes me feel that way when I have hate in me. I just feel angry and I feel like I don't like myself and I want to be forgiving and at peace. So let's talk about a few things you can do to get rid of the hate. I'm not saying getting rid of the hate means you should forget what your ex did to you, or you should rewrite history and be all nice and be best friends. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting rid of hate to help yourself live a better life and to move forward. All right, so I wrote down 3 pieces of advice on how to get rid of the hate you might have for your ex. So before I get to the 3, I have to mention 2 Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think could really help you if you're in need. The first one is Stephanie Sexauer, who is a wills and estate planning attorney in Illinois. And boy, do I love Stephanie. She is smart. She is experienced. And I did a podcast with her, and we talked about the whole process of the importance of getting your will and trust documents together after your divorce. So if you are thinking of doing that, it's literally a 20-minute conversation with Stephanie. She'll ask you all kinds of questions, and then you fill out some forms, and then she'll prepare a will and estate that is just for you. So just in case something happens, you will be covered and you won't have to worry about it. So she is on divorcegirlsmiling.com. And then the other person I want to mention is if you live in New York or Connecticut and you're looking for a divorce attorney, the Miller Law Group and Catherine Miller, I think they are outstanding. I've gotten to know Catherine in the past few weeks, months, and I think she is wonderful. Big fan of mediation and the collaborative process. Really wonderful person. And Catherine actually has her own podcast called The Divorce Dialogues. So you can find both these people on Divorce Girl Smiling. Okay, I'm moving on to three things you can do to get rid of your hate from your ex-husband. The first one is write down your feelings. So, for example, this woman ran into her ex-husband and wants to ram her car into his truck. No, not a good idea. Instead, go home, write down how much you hate him, why you hate him, all the things he did to you to make you feel this way, and then read it and don't show it to anybody. The purpose of doing that is to just get rid of your feelings on paper. It's like you're telling someone, but you don't have to like bother people. And you know, you might feel like people are tired of hearing about me. Honestly, they are. Stop telling people how much you hate your ex. I did it when I was getting divorced and people didn't even want to be around me. So writing things down validates what he did. It makes you feel like you have evidence and that you got rid of it and that you're a survivor. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, think about two things. Think about your future and his future. And I remember my dad used to say to me, whose shoes would you rather be in, his or yours? And I always picked mine. So, you know, for this woman, her husband is now on his third marriage. And this woman, who, by the way, he cheated and he lied to her, and then he ended up with the person he cheated with. So would you rather be that girl and him, or would you rather be this other woman who is, you know, in her 50s now and still has time to meet someone and have a really good, authentic new relationship that doesn't start off with cheating and lies? So just remember that. Who would you rather be? And then the third piece of advice is I want you to keep saying to yourself when you get these feelings of hate, just say, I'm not going to have hate in me anymore because that's not who I am. So it's hard to do, but if you say it enough, it will start to kick in. Like, don't hate him. Feel pity for him. Feel disrespect for him. Feel that maybe he's weak. Maybe he's a bully. Maybe he's not a truthful person. Maybe he's a cheater. So instead of feeling hatred, just feel sorry for him or her. And flip it around and feel grateful that you're not in that toxic situation anymore. Because hate isn't productive. You know what is productive? Working on yourself and focusing on the new and wonderful life that you have ahead of you. So I wouldn't feel hatred if I had that. I'd feel lucky to be out of the toxicity. So number three, keep saying to yourself, I'm not going to hate him because I'm not going to have hate in me anymore because that's not who I am. So I hope that helps. I want to move on to this article I wrote, and I want to tell you a story about it. It's so good. It was called Keep Hating Your Spouse. It's really good for you. And the entire article was me being sarcastic. Before I move on to that, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I absolutely love. The first one is Anna Krolikowska, who is a divorce attorney in Illinois. Anna is the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. I've known her for at least a decade. So if you don't want to go with that big firm and you just want a person who's in private practice by themselves, obviously Anna has a staff, but she's basically her only attorney there. I would highly recommend having a consultation with her. And the next person is, if you need a mortgage to refinance your house, or if you're getting a new house and you're divorced or getting divorced, Jeremy Woods is a mortgage banker who I really have known for like 4 or 5 years and really like him a lot. So look him up online or go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. Okay, I'm moving on to this article I wrote called Keep Hating Your Spouse. It's really good for you. And let me tell you what happened. Several years ago, maybe 8 years ago, I was at one of my kids' games and my ex was there and he was being really mean to me. And I want to preface this by saying now we're very good friends and we get along great and we co-parent beautifully. But this was not too long after the divorce and there was still so much resentment there and it was horrible. And he was just acting really cold and bitter and mean, like in front of the kids. So I went home and I was so sick of it and so mad about it that I wrote this very sarcastic article and it was called Keep Hating Your Spouse. And basically, I'm just going to read you the first paragraph and then I'll talk about what I wrote. But I wrote, I think you should keep doing what you're doing. Keep hating. Keep giving your ex dirty looks at your kids' sporting events so that your kids can see that because it's really great for their emotional health and well-being. They really enjoy knowing that one of their parents has deep-seated hatred for the other. Keep ignoring self-awareness and accept the fact that you weren't wrong about anything. You are perfect. You're the victim. He or she committed unforgivable crimes because they are the devil. There is no good in your ex whatsoever, even though he or she is the mother or father of your children. And then I go on, and I just rant and rave. And my point is that I wanted to tell people in a really sarcastic way, I was very angry when I wrote it, that hating your spouse is toxic to many, many people. It's toxic to your kids. I mean, do I even have to explain that? When a kid sees their parents at odds and hating each other, it makes them feel horrible. It makes them feel like they have no self-worth. They have no security. Their parents didn't love each other enough, so they don't love them. Kids, I'm telling you, take this very, very personally, and it is so bad for them to see you guys hating each other. It's also toxic to any romantic relationship you might be in. If you're dating someone and you hate your ex, that will show through and that will have an effect on your relationship. It is also toxic to your job. So how can you do your job and be great at your job and be a genial, kind, upbeat, energetic person if you have hatred in you? You just can't. It's toxic to your friends. Do you think your friends want to be around you and feel this vibe of this hatred in you? So I guess what I'm telling you is hate is toxic to everybody, but you know who it's most toxic to? You. Because when you look in the mirror and you have all this hatred, it's just bad karma. You can't live a happy life with hatred. So the three things I mentioned earlier, journal your pain and anger, look in the mirror and say that I'm not going to hate anymore because that's not me, and realize that you are doing so wonderful. Those three things will truly, truly help you. I promise. I promise. I'll leave you with one final story. When I was first getting divorced, I took my kids to a Cubs game. And you would think a person who lived in Chicago for 20 some years would be a little more smarter than I was. So this guy comes up to our car and says, I need to get this medicine for my wife. Can you please help me out? She has diabetes and I need to get her medicine. And he was like practically crying. And I give the guy $20. And the guy walks off, and my son, I think at the time he was like 10, and he was like, Mom, you're crazy. And I said, no, I'm not crazy. I'm helping this guy because I wanted to teach my kids that you help people. Anyway, I see the guy a few minutes later over at another car doing the same thing. And then I see him like walking around, and he's just like not a care in the world, no rush. Like he seemed like he was in a rush with me. And I got really angry. And I was like, I can't believe this guy just took me for $20. And then I realized, you know what? So what? It's $20 that I'll never miss in my life. I learned a lesson that, you know, to be a little more aware of scams and things like that. But here is what is noteworthy. There was no reason for me to be angry because that man has to live with what he did, and God will deal with that man and his actions. That's why I don't have to. For me to be angry and spend time being upset about it is a waste. My job is to be smarter in the future and just learn from it. And I remember right around that same time, O.J. Simpson got convicted of a crime and he was sentenced to like 10 years in prison. And I was like, see, justice always comes around. We just don't know when or where, and we may never find out. So have faith that God will take care of things. God will take care of your anger for you. You don't have to take care of it. You don't have to carry that burden with you because God will do it for you. He'll take care of it. Your job is to be a good parent and be a good person and enjoy your life and be happy and healthy and have fun and really show love in the world and to the people you love. So on that note, thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more, visit divorcedgirlsmiling.com. I wish you no hate. I wish you all love. So have a great week and we'll talk to you real soon.